previously on Corporate Homie.
We thought it would be great to have two physicians of color to come on and talk with us about black representation in the medical field, why black people don't trust the medical field.
Well, hello, my name is Monique Casey Bolden. I go by Dr. Casey, and I am a family physician, a woman of color in rural Tennessee.
I am board certified in pediatric rehabilitation medicine, meaning I take care of children with acquired and congenital physical disabilities.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
I did 75 hard, and then we actually ended up having a couple of homies reach out in the Corporate Homie box asking if we would do an episode on 75 hard. 75 hard is a challenge that was created by Andy Frisella.
So, you know, the million-dollar question that all the homies want to know is, did you lose any weight?
What's up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woop, woop.
Welcome back. I'm not going to woo. Okay, so we thought we would do a quick episode. We've been getting a number of questions. I'm not sure if you even follow my personal Instagram, but I did 75 hard, and then we actually ended up having a couple of homies reach out in the Corporate Homie box asking if we would do an episode on 75 hard. We thought this might be the perfect time to do it. It's the new year. Lots of people are wanting to start.
New year, new me.
Right. New year, new me. And I, you know, want to start new things, and weight loss is always one of them, and discipline and 75 hard sort of takes care of all of that. So what we thought we would do was just a good old fashioned Q&A where Bemetra is going to go through the questions that are in the inbox, and I'm just going to answer them. And hopefully it'll, I mean, there's so many questions. I feel like everything you can think of is probably in these questions. So we'll just run through them.
All right. So first off, what is 75 hard?
So 75 hard is a challenge. You can just Google it. Like you can just literally Google 75 hard. It's a challenge that was created by Andy Frisella. I think that's how you say his name. They have their own podcast, where you basically pick whatever diet you want to start. So that's, you know, if you want to do Whole 30, intermittent fasting, keto, whatever's your choice of diet, paleo, right? It's your choice of diet. And you commit to keeping the diet for 75 days.
Consecutive days.
You also are to work out twice a day for at least 45 minutes. And one of the workouts must be an outdoor session. I'm not really sure why one must be outdoor session. My assumption is...
I'm sure because, I mean, like, every sport I ever played, every trainer I ever worked with, the workouts were harder when we were outside, not easier.
Yeah, and I think it's also everything is just I will say this, everything's a test of your discipline. So it's not a diet as much as it's a discipline challenge. And I think if you sort of understand that, so you have to commit to something. You also have to drink a gallon of water a day, or 4 liters of water a day. You have to read 10 pages of nonfiction a day. Not listen to, they're very clear about that. It's not listen to a book or audio or anything like that, but actually where you turn the pages, and you take a progress report every day, a progress photo every day. So you take a picture of yourself. There is an app so that you can keep up with that.
Upload.
That's exactly.
And does the app afford for some type of community where you could talk to the other people that are in?
I think it does. Yeah, I didn't do that. And I would say if I did it again, the one thing I would do is do it with someone. It was a very hard challenge to do isolated. And I really would encourage you to find a buddy or somebody to do it with. Yeah, for sure.
So what made you want to do such a daunting discipline challenge?
I felt like that my discipline during the pandemic had just gotten down to non-existent. And I've really enjoyed the pandemic, just eating all the things, living my best life. And I really wanted, and I was reading a lot, but I was reading a lot of fluff stuff. And I just thought it would just be good for me. And I really just thought it was just good to just sort of reset my discipline meter.
Okay, that makes sense. Is there anything that you were hoping to learn or to gain from the challenge that you have kind of pre-challenge goals?
I didn't was to complete it because I knew this. I had seen.
So like when people do a marathon, they're like, I don't have a time. The first, most people, their first marathon, they're like, I'm not trying to put up a time. I'm trying to complete it. I've gotten into cycling. People are like, I just want to do a century ride. I'm not trying to do it in a certain amount of time. I just want the discipline of saying I did 100 miles. So you're saying just to get it,
yes,
get it done.
And mostly Bimitra and the homies, whoever asked that, was because I had seen a lot of people put up that they had started and not even make it 10 days.
Well, no, it's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on.
Especially when you have, you know, what I call discipline obstacles, which is life, and life is children, and some unexpected, something happens in your house, or somebody gets sick, or the kids, or it's a number of things. So yeah, that doesn't surprise me that to get all those levers that there are people who did not make it 10 days. That doesn't surprise me at all. What did you learn both physically and non-physically from the challenge?
Really that I can do anything I set my mind to. And so I think that that is, you know, I've been on diets. I've been on health challenges, done stuff. I'm not sure that I've ever done anything completely consecutive for 75 days, no excuses. You know, I've had great workout weeks, but like this, to do something for that long every day, the consistency of it. Yeah.
So this was your first time since you're a newlywed doing this, living in the house with someone else. I find that it's much easier to be disciplined when it's not somebody baking brownies at 8 o'clock at night. So how was the challenge? And I'm not picking on Torek, but it's just all, if the other person's not on the challenge, it's just more, did you find that to be different?
Extremely difficult. And that is something that I learned, that my discipline is discipline of a person as I think I am. I've, you know, like you said, been single and always, I've embarked upon, never all in one challenge, but I've done, you know, a journal challenge where I want to spend time with the Lord every morning. I've been pretty good about that, or a diet by myself. But trying to do that, like you said, with outside influences, and didn't really understand how much when you are single, you get to live in your own cocoon. You set your environment up. There are no cakes, cookies, and pies in. There is no wine, you know, opened. There is nobody else who wants to eat Tex-Mex. You're not trying to find yourself something to eat. So yes, that was very much different and really has made me understand that, you know, now that I'm married and will be the rest of my life, that's going to be a different way when I approach discipline challenges in general, for sure.
So now that you've completed the challenge, have you found that the discipline has, you know, transcended or been incorporated into other parts of your life?
No. So okay. Let me say this. You know, I mean, I had to end up having a medical procedure shortly after I finished the challenge, and I wasn't able to work out because of that. And now I find myself I feel like this, just like you can do 75 days of something to get yourself challenged.
You can do 75 days of nothing.
And that's what I was about to say. And then I've had about 75 days now of nothing. And I am really thinking about, I don't think I'm going to do the 75 hard, but some version of it starting January 4th.
Well, I don't know if you know this about yourself, but there are only like 2 months out of the year that you're not on some kind of something, just so you know. For like the last 10 years, you always are on something. I'm on the Daniel fast. I'm abstaining from alcohol. I'm doing paleo. I'm doing just, I don't know if you realize that, but there are only like 2 months out of the year for the last decade where you're not on some kind of something at any time. So I just, as your twin, I wasn't sure if you were aware of that. So no, I'm completely aware. Like, I'm getting back on something else. Yeah.
Well, I have to. I'm not a person who can live without structure. And maybe that's something that I've really come to terms with, especially not being able to do things afterwards. I am very type A. I live where I color inside the lines. I've been like that since I was a kid. And so you are absolutely right. I always have, and I'm always going to be on something. And I always set parameters for myself, mostly so that I have something to look forward to, a goal to meet. But I'm not a person who sort of, like you said, willy-nilly. It's like, it's a lifestyle. It's like the lifestyle. It's, and it might be the inner athlete in me too. Like, what's the rules? What's the parameters? What are we doing? You know, how do we play the game? So you're absolutely right about that.
So, you know, the $1 million question that all the homies want to know is, did you lose any weight?
Yes. So I lost about 15 pounds.
Because I would be mad as hell if I did that and I didn't lose weight. I mean, I would probably be mad if I didn't lose at least 20 pounds.
I was about to say, I really wanted to lose about 30 pounds.
I just know me. I'd be pissed off.
I wanted to lose like 30 pounds. But I think that's a little ambitious for 6 weeks, because that's what it really, or 8 weeks. Yeah, that's right. It's about a little over 8 weeks.
Well, so, I guess 8 weeks, 2 pounds a week, that's about right. Okay, but I'm like, why we ain't lose 40 pounds?
Yeah. Right, that's right. Yeah. But in my mind, I was like, this is a whole lot of stuff. But the thing that I would say is that the challenge is not a weight loss challenge. And
no, I understand. You said it's a discipline.
Mental toughness, yes. And so...
Yeah.
I do think that that is a way. So, yeah.
What... What diet did you follow? Did you do keto? Did you do paleo? Some modification of that? What diet did you follow?
I did a low carb, is what I did. Yeah, just like.
And why did you choose that?
It was just the one I picked.
Oh, okay. And then exercise wise, like, were you running? Were you bicycling? Were you doing HIIT workouts? What were you doing exercise wise?
So that's the thing. I mixed it all up. What I did find about probably 3 weeks through. So at the beginning I was like walking for 45 minutes and then doing some other kind of exercise. So weights, a kickboxing class, a Zumba dance with Jessica, something like that. And then I started kind of, like I said, just kind of mixing up. Towards the end of the challenge, I got where I was so tired of the challenge that I wanted both workouts to be done at the same time.
So you just did them back to back.
So I would do them back to back. And so a
just
lot of
go walk for 90
so
minutes.
So I'm going to say, so a lot of times that would be a 90 minute walk. I would just say like, gotcha. Okay, we're going to walk for, 45 minutes, take a little small break and walk another 45 minutes, or just walk for 90 minutes. I just really wanted it over. Like, okay, because I did find this, especially in the pandemic, finding time for a second workout, especially living with other people, was more difficult. So finding time again in the evenings, or as opposed to just getting them both done in the morning.
Well, that's another question that the homies had is, you know, you have the luxury of being one of the, what is it, 1 in 4 African-Americans can work from home. You're working remotely. Do you think that, you know, made not it easier, but more attainable because you were working remotely versus had you been in the office and going and back and forth to meetings and so forth?
Yes, in some ways, just because I had more flexibility, but no, because I feel like if I had been going to the gym or had a trainer or classes, it would have been easier to figure out what to do to make sure it's going to be more than 45 minutes, that you're getting it in. But, you know, you having to create your own workouts, 2 of them a day, is tough. So I do think that if you are, you know, fortunate enough to work at home, you should decide, like I had already decided, one workout will have to be, you know, either walk or run, or one walk outside. That was my outside workout. But I just think coming up with the other workouts when you're not a trainer or whatever, it's just more difficult.
Has there been anything from the 75 hard that you've like continued or no?
Yes. So the drinking the water, I drank a lot of water years ago when I lost a bunch of weight and had really gotten out that habit, and just getting back in the habit of getting a gallon of water in. And, you know, we know water is so almost all the time when we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. It's better for your skin. It's better for digestion, all of that. So that's something that I was very glad to put back into my, routine. Also, you know, I did my 10 pages of nonfiction. Sometimes it would be my Bible. Sometimes it would be a book. And just getting to the point, that helped me too. Of I like to read either to begin the day or end the day. And I had kind of not been as great about that. And that has also continued. And, you know, it goes okay. A little bit to, I sort of switched it to the end of the day. After, you know, hearing about, you know, we had her as a guest, balance, not busy, and getting my mind to shut down. I'm not a good sleeper, and putting a book as a part of my, wind down nighttime routine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there like anything that like surprised you that you learned about yourself or anything like that about while you were doing the challenge?
You know, what I learned was basically what you already pointed out, Bimitra, was that I'm not as mentally tough when there are extenuating circumstances and other distractions. And that while I consider myself to be extremely disciplined, my discipline is also impacted by external factors. And I wouldn't have said that before, but what I realized before, I guess is what you were pointing out, is that I had the ability to control my external factors. So it's not that I'm, you know, so much better than, it's that I was able to control them and now I don't. And so I realized I'm a lot like everybody else. I am very much influenced by, you know, what's around me.
What's happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, when you are being disciplined, not trying to be disciplined, and you live alone, then you make sure that there's no snacks in the house. There's no wine open, you know, that kind of stuff, or, you know, you turn the TV off so you can read, you know, it's just very different. So what about work? You know, did you find this was, you were having to put this in your schedule to juggle your work obligations, or was this just like any other time for
work is busy
and doing something?
Yeah, no, work was busy. Work has been busy. And so what I did find is that I would, before I went to bed every night, figure out when I was going to work out. The reading and the water, not as much, although I will say with the water, I very much realized if I didn't get up in the morning, because I have a gallon thing now, I didn't get up and fix the water, then I would look up and get to working.
It'd be 2:00.
Yes, and I hadn't started drinking my water, which would then make me drink water late, which would make me have to go to the bathroom all evening, and then I wouldn't sleep well. And so I figured out, like, you have to, like, almost, like, get up, wash your face, brush your teeth, make your water so that the water is there. You can start drinking it early in the day.
So my rule of thumb of how I get my water, it is, I don't allow myself to drink anything other than water until I get my gallon in. So there are some days I don't get to drink anything but water.
Oh,
but I can have a glass of juice or a glass of wine or what have you as a reward for doing the water. So the final question from the homies is, would you do it again?
No. I would do some version of it. Like I said, I planned to do some version of it, but I'm not sure. I'm just not sure that I would do. It's very tough and it has a lot, but I'm glad I did it. And if I hadn't done it, would I do it for the first time? Yes. Would I be one of those people like, this is my fourth 75 hard? Probably not.
So I'm kind of like that about lots of super disciplined things or super hard things. Like, as you know, I've taken up cycling and I'm having a conversation with myself about, do we want to do a century? Then I'm like, okay, I kind of want to do a century to say I did one, because that's just what
cyclists,
the cycling
do.
Community is like. You're not a cyclist.
Real, if you haven't done it.
Yeah, right,
miles,
right. Uh-huh. But then I'm like, do I want to spend 8 hours on the bike?
No.
I want to do that.
For what?
Right. So, then of course, for what? So then, you know, of course, for me, I'm like, I already know I'm an athlete. I played college ball. I don't need to do something to prove to somebody, you know what I'm saying? I totally get that. And I have another friend who played college ball and she ran a half marathon and people thought she was going to turn into this avid runner afterwards. And she was like,
I'm never doing that again.
Like, I did.
I checked
yes.
the box. I'm never doing that again. I did it. I know I can do it. So be it. That's yes.
So you would encourage the homies to, if they're struggling with procrastination or feeling like they just can't get out of a rut, to choose something like this, to use it as a jump start
yes.
to discipline.
And okay. yeah, so if you feel yeah. like you've been sort of, you know, a couch potato during during the pandemic.
Because one of our friends said that. She said, I'm not drinking wine right now. And I was like, what? It's a pandemic. She goes, that's why. That's all I've been doing.
Right. During the pandemic. You just feel yeah. like, you know, or if you feel like, you know, why am I not reading more? I would like to say the thing I enjoyed the most about the challenge is reading and making myself read. And I read some really great books, in the challenge, was very thoughtful as I finished the book, what was going to be the next book. I read Executive Presence during the challenge, and I read...
That's a very good book. I enjoy that.
Yeah, and then I read two short books, Believe to Lead and Is Everyone Happy?
Okay.
And so that was very good. And like I said, I liked it enough that I'm probably going to do everything starting January 4th except for the two workouts a day. I'm probably going to do a workout a day, drink a gallon of water, read 10 pages, and take a progress pic. I don't know about that part either. But I definitely would recommend it. If anybody has any other questions, you know, and Torque was very supportive, let me say that, you know, because you do...
Just not a participant.
No, not a participant. And, you know, he even, you know, celebrated me when I finished. He was just like, I'm so proud of you. And so I do think you're going to need, even if you can get your partner on board with you, but if you can't, you at least need one that's supportive. You know, my favorite is, I'll tell this story to close out. I think I was on day like 72 or something like that, 68. I was driving to see mom. I don't remember what day I was on, maybe 60. And I had driven to from Texas to Georgia. And so I didn't think I had done a workout before I left, but I hadn't done one, you know, so when I got there, I needed to do one. And so I said to Tor, I think I may even put on my story. It's like, I missed it, blah, blah, blah. And you have to, you know, you have to finish everything by midnight because you have to finish everything each day. And so it might've been like 10:45 or something. And so I put on my Insta story, you know, I was so close, but I'm, you know, day 60 something. And Tor called me and was like, delete that. Put your shoes on right now. Go for a walk. You are fine. You can do this. You have come too far. Do not miss this challenge. I just thought that was the most supportive thing.
Having somebody to support you and encourage you.
Yeah, encouraging. Yeah. And then he said... Later, I was like, thank you so much. He was like, I mean, you're not drinking for all these days. I mean, we can't have you starting over. I said, this challenge has been hard for you.
So it was just about back to me. Yeah.
And so. I don't think he understood that I wasn't going to go back to day one. Like I was going to be like, oh, I missed it. But I think he was afraid that I'd be like, I missed it. I have to start over. And it was going to start completely over, but it was good. Fine. And I appreciate, I mean, I didn't even think, you know, any homies were interested, but like I said, we got all these questions. And so happy to answer these and, you know, wish everybody luck on whatever they're about to embark on for the new year. And even if you're listening to this episode and it's not the new year, the thing about 75 hard, you can start it at any point. You can start it on a Wednesday at 3:00. You don't need a Monday. You don't need a top of the year. You don't ever need that to be disciplined and to start whatever challenge you'd like to that you would like to challenge yourself to. And that's the most important thing, is to make sure that you keep promises that you make to yourself.
I like it. Well, thank you so much to all the homies that submitted questions. If any of your questions were not answered, feel free when the episode drops to comment or shoot us a direct message. And as always,
hustle hard, homies.
The All of You Get You a Twin. Get you another homie.